Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Katie's making me feel like a monster.
Why?
Katie's making me feel horrible.
Oh.
Because apparently, I don't like enough of her posts on Facebook.
Katie.
Apparently, I don't like anything that she posts.
Knew you were
and it's
bring this
bringing
up
some sort of traumatic childhood experiences for her. Some deep, buried daddy issues or something.
Because I'm not liking
her posts on social, and she's like, I just noticed these things.
This is my fault for trying.
I like your posts deep
before 7 in the morning, right, Josh? Like, it's my problem.
This, you know, this just goes back to my old childhood when nobody would talk to me
or play with me. I was a middle child.
I had no friend.
Like, oh, were you overlooked?
Yes.
Guess what, Jer? When you don't like my posts, it just brings up, it dredges up all these memories from my childhood.
Why do you think I talk so much now?
Like, are you crying? Are you laughing?
I'm laughing.
You're
crying.
Laughing,
no,
crying.
It's laughing.
Tears
crying.
Are coming out of you
it's
right
laughing.
Now. Now I feel really bad. But I'm sorry that you had daddy issues growing up, and
now you're
projecting that on me because I'm not liking your post about a cookie you made.
That's not it. I just told you that sometimes those things, like the constant reassurance, right, that's part of it, it's directly linked to people not healing their inner child, and it's... I knew as soon as I said it.
Is me liking a picture of a cookie you posted.
You know what? They're good cookies, Jeremy.
I just noticed you could just like it.
That
I posted that video of the cookies and you didn't like it, but I'm always liking your things.
No, I just said that when you do like my things, it really means something because it's like, oh, he really likes that because you don't ever like anything.
Well, and second, like, I am not a child. I'm not going to go through, like, liking everybody's stupid Facebook posts that mean nothing.
I know. So those are
99.9 of them are stupid. Stupid.
And it's funny because these are two different, you know, perspectives on life and social media because I go in thinking
that person obviously likes
this because they posted it, you know, and so I just try and put myself in their shoes. Like, why would they post something like this? Oh, I get it. Oh, that's adorable. Oh, I love that. Like, that's how my mind works. And so for you to just be like, stupid,
like the Grinch.
I know.
I'm not alone. Everything on Facebook is stupid. It's fake. It's AI.
I mean,
it's clickbait.
You're not
it's
wrong.
It's rage bait.
But every once in a while you get a cute
baby, a cookie, a puppy.
And for those, and sports, like for me, it's a lot of sports stuff. There was a lot of Derrick Rose over the weekend getting his jersey in the rafters for the Chicago Bulls. I'm sorry.
Do you know who
for
you're
me,
talking to? Right now,
no, but for me, that's exciting. Like, that's one of the best ballers.
But you know me,
I'm not
gonna like that.
I know, but I do. And so, for you, like, the He-Man trailer came out, I'm sure you loved that. I'm positive
I posted
you
it.
Loved, I know, and so,
but I didn't, I didn't post it expecting 15 people to like it. I just posted it because, like, oh, I
like
that.
It.
Maybe it'll come up on my memories in
and
a
you know
few
what
years.
I did? I saw that trailer and I was like, oh, I bet you Jeremy saw this and a little tear came to his eye
and he was so happy
the He-Man trailer has finally hit and I loved it. I was like, oh,
and then
I love that.
You're like, my dad would have loved He-Man.
He did love He-Man.
I wish he had loved talking to me
growing up.
My dad never took me to movies.
When I say healing your inner child, that is such a broad term. Like, there's so many things that...
Show me on this doll where Facebook hurt you.
I grew up in a family with 4 kids, so yeah, you can imagine. Josh had a huge family.
5 kids,
like,
too, yeah.
You can imagine the, you know, being overlooked in a way. You were one of 2.
But now it's,
a boy
now it's
and
my
a girl.
Fault that you were overlooked.
No, it's
well,
not.
No, but
that's
why
all I heard.
Overlooked.
You, Jeremy, I was overlooked as a child. Make sure you like my
it's your fault.
Post.
It. You know what?
Yeah, I do know what. You're a child. You are a child. Be a grown-up.
I am a grown-up.
Be a grown-up and stop worrying about who is liking your posts on Facebook.
No, I didn't like it. You know how this all started?
I don't like it either.
This all started because I said people who like their own posts, ugh.
Well,
that's
I do
what I
do
said.
That.
I know.
But I mostly do that just for funny. For funnies.
But that's where this started. It wasn't that I was sad you didn't like my posts. I've gotten used to that. I've accepted that you just don't go out there willy-nilly liking people's posts.
It's got
to
be really special for
it
me
really
to like
does.
It.
It really does.
I mean, really,
something.
Really special for me to do a ha-ha
yeah.
on it.
You've
you
laid
know?
The standard, homie. I get it.
Yeah. You've really got to come to impress.
Yeah,
you really
do.
You
I really
don't just
do.
Hand out the likes.
You don't. No, you don't.
Anyway, stop being a child.
Okay. fine.
Here is somebody that I will like posts all day long.
It's Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney starts off the hype today. Oh, she's such a good actress. She might be in a little bit of trouble. I guess she snuck up to the Hollywood sign under the cover of darkness, climbed the letters, and hung all sorts of bras on the letters of the Hollywood sign. What she's doing is promoting her new thank you, God, thank you, baby Jesus, her new lingerie line.
Dude.
Thank you.
Is that what it's called? Thank you,
thank
baby Jesus?
Thank you, baby Jesus.
Lingerie?
This is what it's called.
Couldn't she have
Hold
done
on,
that?
I'm liking this story. I'm liking it. I'm liking it. I'm liking it.
Are you going to pay for her bail, Jer?
Like it. No. It's called, how do you say this? S-Y-R-N. So is it Siren, maybe?
Siren. Siren.
Siren.
Siren.
I bet
probably
you it's
Siren. Yeah. I don't know. Siren.
I feel like she just could have posted herself in that, and that would have
well,
been better.
Well, I've seen a few little snaps.
Yeah. No, she looks great.
Like, I'm happily married. I'm happily married. I'm happily married.
Yes.
I'm happily married. The Hollywood Chamber of Commerce owns the sign, as well as the intellectual property rights to it. Now, she had permission to film, but not to touch the sign, climb on it, or hang your unmentionables from the sign. They sent her a harshly worded letter urging her to reach out to them so they can discuss an agreement for the use of their IP. In other words, they want some money from Sydney Sweeney.
Pony up some cash.
Her little prank. So ladies, go out and buy her products.
Well, then
she has money to pay them.
That's the one she teamed up with Jeff Bezos with, right? Like
that's right. I forgot about that.
Her
fronting
lingerie line.
And rearing.
Okay.
So it better be good. I mean, there's a lot of money behind it.
It better be good.
Yeah. I love your happiness right now. It's just,
she's so, never mind. I'm happily married.
All right.
Whatever. I heard Nick Nack talking about Stiddy for like 2 weeks. So
whatever.
We've all got our thing. What else is going on? There's a Museum of Personal Failure that just opened. Museum of Personal Failure. It is a new pop-up, I guess. This guy behind it came up with the idea after a recent breakup, and it failed really bad. So he put posters up around, this is out in Vancouver, with the headline, Failures Wanted. So everybody started submitting their failures in their life. Like they bought a plant and it died. There was a divorced woman's wedding dress, failed art projects, an entire wall of rejected job applications. And it's just kind of exploding now where everybody is submitting the failures in their life. And this guy's turning it into a museum. I kind of like it, Katie.
I do, too.
It's like a closure type thing.
Well, yeah. And, I mean, everybody fails. Like, it's something we can all relate to. We just don't highlight it. Like, especially now with social media, everything's a win. Everybody wins all the time. And that's just not life. Stop it. That's not life. So I like this. I like this realistic
approach. It, too. I like it a lot. We could put Josh's radio career on there.
Oh.
And here's one final story for
you. I feel like that was out of left field there, buddy.
Completely unnecessary.
That was a home run right there, actually. We all think about, you know, our devices listening constantly, right? Because you'll be talking about, I don't know, braces or something to get your kid. And next thing you know, you got ads for braces. And you're like, this is just a coincidence. We'll get this. Google has agreed to pay $68 million in a class action lawsuit. People were accusing its voice assistant of recording users without their consent and sharing private conversations with advertisers. The settlement is $68 million as of right now. So that essentially is telling me that they reviewed some stuff, and that was going on, where Google was recording voices and selling it to advertisers.
And
I don't like this one bit.
So Google is Alexa, right?
Hey Google. Alexa's Amazon.
Okay, so Google
but
is.
But I still feel like that Alexa's.
Oh, they're all
too.
Doing it.
Allegedly.
Like, it's just Google's in the limelight for it.
They got caught, and now they got to pay up. Consumers may file claims for up to 3 devices.
Oh.
It's unsettling for sure. I know lately we've been having conversations, and I'll shove a phone under the pillow, you know, or unplug the Alexa, and just to make sure nothing's listening. Nicole's like, we can't have private conversations anymore. It's scary.
No.
So you know what I say to that? Hey, Alexa, set an alarm for 2 a.m.
Every time.
Every time.
Such a stinker.
Josh, wow us with some sports news.
So this is interesting. We all talked about yesterday how Alex Honnold climbed the tall building by himself down the Taipei 101 with no ropes and all that stuff. Well, he has inspired a lot of the Taiwanese people to now try to do that. That is a bad idea.
Oh.
Don't try to climb this tower. There are cameras everywhere down there of people trying to climb the tower now. And that is not an okay thing to be doing. The actual Taiwanese police were out yesterday around the building trying to discourage people from doing that. I understand that that's a cool feat, and it was really cool to see a professional who has trained for years and years, probably his whole life, to do these types of climbs.
Yeah.
Your normal little self should just not be doing this. Yeah. I have seen many videos now all over X of people getting up to probably what would be, I don't know, maybe three floors up. But that's about as high as they can get before either fear takes over or they realize they're not roped in and they're like, what am I doing with my life? Don't do that.
No.
Don't look at a professional doing something. It's like if Jared was like, hey, I can play quarterback because Jarrett Stidham did it. No.
No, you can't.
You will get killed.
Well, from what I saw, I probably could have done better.
Right. Actually,
it was the elements, Jeremy.
Oh,
the elements. I still love
you know what,
Jared Sports.
You might have been better.
I would have been better.
The other people in the world, don't climb tall buildings just because you saw a professional do it.
Don't do it.
Like, I get, you know, maybe put that bee in your bonnet and do other things. Be productive with your life in other ways. Don't try to...
that energy elsewhere,
yeah,
right?
Don't try to climb the 11th tallest building in the world.
Don't do it. You know what else?
Dumbest thing
you
ever.
Shouldn't do? Don't shoot a bald eagle.
Oh my goodness.
Guy.
What are you
doing? Did they find out who did this?
No, they haven't, actually. Is it Croak Reservoir? It's up in North Glen.
Frog?
Yeah, well, C-R-O-K-E is how you spelled it. So I'm just, you know, hoping that's how you say it. January 12th is when it happened, and they found this poor bird on the shore of the reservoir. And when they found him, they found that he was shot with a ball bearing, which we discussed this before. That had to be with a slingshot.
Slingshot
then, right?
Is what I'm guessing.
Yeah. I mean, how else
and
would
who
that...
owns a slingshot?
I know. It's just like so sad to think that somebody
hate this.
Like the thoughts went through their brain and they did it. The bird had surgery. It is recovering at the center, and the Colorado Parks and Wildlife people are saying, yeah, we're still looking for who did this. So if anybody has any information, I mean, this is just horrible.
That's
this is
a
awful.
Punk move.
You do not want to hear about
this. It's
a
bald eagle and it's just a little animal. You
I know.
Know? It's minding its own business looking for fish.
Exactly. And when I see a bald eagle like flying in the
it's
sky,
majestic.
It's the coolest
so
thing ever.
Like this.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Like, you just, man, I really hope they find out who did that.
Yeah,
so
again, and then shoot a ball bearing at that person.
I know. Well,
right
yeah.
in the face.
I really want them to do that. But if you know anything, again, Colorado Parks and Wildlife man. Looking for who did this. Here, Jeremy, I really
what?
Thought that this information would be interesting to you because a developer has confirmed to the city that a new AI data center
yes.
is coming to Weld County.
It's a new AI
yes.
data center coming
so,
to Weld County.
And this is, we've talked about this, how it's going to be just like machines creating AI, like it's cool. Is it like cooling things down? Like we've had this conversation before.
They'll puzzle it out. I like this.
No, you tell me. You're
I don't want
AI
to. You
guy.
Keep going.
No,
it's machines cooling things down.
We've made fun of me enough today.
No, I like this. I like
I
it when you talk
do.
Data centers. You're turning
I know
me on.
You do.
Yeah, okay. I'm a total dork. Sometimes I'll lay in bed at night and watch YouTube videos about the construction and the implementation of data centers. Just because, you know, the future's coming.
Yes.
And this is what it's all about right
and
now.
And so what
and
is it?
And how much
it?
Energy it's sucking, how much water it takes to cool it.
Yes.
The infrastructure behind it, how it's pissing people off in neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah.
Because these things are popping up right next to neighborhoods.
Exactly.
And then they're like, get all these tax breaks, and then there's not enough, you know, police to maintain everything in the area because there's not enough revenue coming in. There's just a multitude of things that are going on with these data centers. So
well,
hopefully they're doing it right this time here.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is they already have the infrastructure and everything built because
yeah.
this is a site where Kodak and whatnot was up there, northern Colorado. So it's,
and they're probably not doing too well.
It was the previous site. So it was there at one point.
Probably
so,
not selling a lot of film
so,
right
no,
now.
No, they're not. But the infrastructure is already built. So they don't have to
That's
worry
good.
About creating the building and everything. It's already there. What they're deciding right now is whether they want to be in Greeley or Windsor because of the annexation, because of those
give us the best
taxes
tax break.
That you
yep.
just talked about. So AI is coming for you. But again, what is in there? Like, what are they going to be doing in an
massive
AI
amounts of
center?
Servers. It's
just
servers upon just
servers.
Servers upon servers. It's data collection, storage. Yeah.
Is there cooling?
Data, a lot of cooling,
okay.
Katie.
Yes,
a lot of
right.
cooling
there
goes into
cooling.
It.
Uses predictive algorithms, Katie.
A lot of... A lot of energy consumption.
A lot of that stuff. So, okay. So that is coming to Windsor or Greeley, whatever it is they decide.
It's the future, man.
It is the future. And then just one more. The future is Sunday, because that's when you can start buying Girl Scout cookies.
Oh,
I'm so excited. And the new Explore More cookies are joining the lineup here for the Girl Scouts.
S'mores, right?
So, yes. And again, the Girl Scouts, it's the in-person sales that start on Sunday. And I know you have a problem with all that.
No, I don't.
Well, you want them to make sure the Girl Scout makes the effort to sell the cookies.
Thank you for clarifying.
I just want you to know I will track down the Girl Scout. Like, they don't even have to find me. I'm going to find them.
Don't get me started again.
I know, but
parents, if you're involved in this, have the girls do the selling.
Well, they will
this
do the
is
selling,
why they're doing it.
But I'm going to find them. Like, they don't have to worry about finding me. I will track down the
Girl
Scout.
Can you bring
in
some of those new ones in?
Yes.
I want to try them.
Okay. We'll get some new cookies.
I won't
you
turn
can
them
try
down.
Them. Yeah. And shout out to the Girl Scouts, because they do so many good things. It's hard work to be a Girl Scout, and you're learning how to be
you don't
a
have
wonderful,
to tell me.
Wonderful person. So I love the Girl Scouts. I was
do
a Girl Scout.
Them?
Zoe was a Girl Scout. My mom was a Girl Scout and a Brownie. I don't know what you know about brownies.
My sister was a brownie.
See? Yeah. Were you guys Cub Scouts or Boy Scouts?
No.
Never?
No. I had
no?
fun
I couldn't
up.
Tie a knot to save my life.
Okay. Well, there's always, you know, you could still learn. There's still time.
Can I volunteer to be a den leader?
Honorary? I think so. Yeah.
I think you'd probably volunteer.
I'm sure that they're looking for people to help.
What
they're
can I teach them, though?
For people
like,
to help.
I've gone camping and stuff. I could teach them how to start a fire. And
not how to tie knots.
Skin a deer.
Jer's class on sarcasm starts at 1 o'clock.
You make
mezzanine.
A bunch of little jerks.
We'll go out into the woods and we'll talk about data centers.
There
is what
you
we're
go.
Gonna do.
There you're gonna learn today.
There you go. There's the hype with JKJ here at Mix 100.